This week on Nerds Who Get Laid Sometimes, the nerd discussed the new Justice League trailer, Nate wears a dumbass hat, TJ is pissed about anime, and we hear a story on how Chuck jumps into the speculation market with his purchase of all the Phantom Menace toys when they came out.
Welcome to Nerds Who Get Laid
Sometimes.
I am your host, Nathan, and with us tonight is always the handsome and gruesome Ray.
How are you doing, Ray?
I'm doing great, Nathan.
And then there's the lady killer, Mike, and I don't mean that he's smooth. I just mean he kills the ladies.
Not proven in court.
And then Chuck.
Me.
And then we got handsome Dan. Hey! And then there's tubular TJ. TJ, how you doing over there?
Doing good.
Big day's coming radical. Up soon, isn't it?
I'm doing radical.
Man, have you got the cold feet yet? Maybe you should get a pair of socks.
That's pretty bodacious, man.
Edit that bullshit out.
God.
All right.
I quit.
All right, that's enough of that. Let's get serious. This is Nerds Who Get Laid. Thank you for tuning in. If you are from Australia,
good day.
Good day, mate.
Hey, we're trying out some new stuff this podcast and probably other podcast after this, hopefully. So we wanted to go ahead and give you our, if you want to find us on
iTunes,
you can find us on there. We'd love it if you would rate us and review us.
Please rate us.
We're on the Facebook. You can find us Facebooks. Mm-hmm. Just search Nerds Who Get Laid Sometimes. We're on Twitter, and we are also on Tumblr and Instagram. So.
And Chuck is on Grindr. So all you fellas out there that want a guy that's good at cutting meat. Yeah, that's actually not as sexy.
Well, I think he has to beat it.
Yeah,
also.
I could.
Well, what if he found a gay griller?
Punch. Yeah.
So... You could cut the meat up and grill it together. Or
it's like a match made. It'd be so romantic.
You can call it Two Ladies Kitchen. Just cook big slabs of meat for people.
Yeah.
Men only.
But yeah, so please go rate us, check those out. And as always, you know, share. Tell all your friends to give us a chance.
Yep. We're also part of the GWW Network, Geeks Girls Worldwide. And Modest Podcast. So
Modest Yahoo also has endorsed us for... the Judaism that we endorse. Because I don't know if you know as a constant listener, but we're all Jews. And we're eating bagels and it smells delicious
and
in here.
Shmia.
All right. Well, let's kick it off with Nerd-ons.
Nerd-ons.
Get your nerd on.
All right, this is Nerd On, where we go over the weekly nerdisms that we've been doing. Ray, what have you nerded out on this week?
I finally finished up Iron Fist this week, and I will say I very, very much enjoyed it. The last half is definitely a lot more... it's got a lot more going on.
So you're saying it's a slow burner. Is that what you're saying, Ray?
Yeah, a little bit. I personally think that the first
kind of an upswing at
three to four episodes, they could have compressed down into two episodes. Yep. And I think that would have made the first six episodes seem a lot
faster.
You know, quicker. Not seem to drag as much. But the last part.
Did he finally get everyone to believe he was Danny Rand?
No. Never does.
Still?
Yeah, spoilers. Yeah, yes, they actually do.
I'm on episode 9, really.
Yeah. So I finished last night. I thought it was really fun. I really liked it. I've read a couple more Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comics this week. They've been great. Exo Manowar, they just released a new one, Valiant Comics. Is that right? Valiant?
Valiant.
Just not pronunciating. Mm-hmm. But I've never really read Exo Manowar. I've always been interested, but I picked this first issue up, and I did a review of it on GWW, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. The art was beautiful, and the story was really, really exciting.
Did it make you cry, the art?
Yeah, almost. It was beautiful. But, that and...
Like the Moaning Lisa?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Please.
There was something else I read this week.
Or like the 16 chapel. Mm-hmm. The ceiling in the 16
yeah, it
chapel.
It was reminiscent of Da Vinci art for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, I think that's about it this week. I read a few comics and I finished up Iron Fist finally. Yeah.
Did you see Michelangelo's statue, Michelangelo's Daniel? It's really good.
Yeah.
Not as classic as X-O Manowar,
but you know.
I haven't done as much nerd stuff because I have actually been very busy jury duty this week and a bunch of other crazy stuff. What I have been doing, though, is reading the heck out of a sci-fi series called the King Roger series. It's by David Weber and John Ringo co-write it. TJ brought it up, talking about a book he enjoyed, and it made me think I should talk about it on the air. But it's a pretty cool series. It takes place in the year 34th century, so about 1,300 years in the future. Man is now this huge empire and is ran by an emperor, and pretty much everyone, I don't know, like it's like modern times and everything have just been, you know, just over time things change. And so at one point there's this entire planet of just Satanists, and they make up the most of the, but they're like weird. I don't know. It's pretty funny. But the main character, Roger, is heir tertiary, which means that he is a prince to the emperors, but he's not in direct line of succession. So she doesn't quite trust him, the empress, and she wants him out of the palace. So they send him off to this thing on this planet, you know, like a PR deal. So they get attacked. They crash land on a planet, and him and his contingent of marine bodyguards have to like trek 10 months across this planet to get to the spaceport and get back to the empire. And they have to use like military history and economics. It sounds really dumb. and just like chemistry and stuff to kind of use what they have to create like weapons and tools. So at one point, you know, these 33rd century space marines are doing a Roman phalanx with swords and shields because that's all they have to kind of get to this point. So it's if you like high, like a lot of details, really hard sci-fi military, each book's like 20 hours long. It's four of them, and they're all really good.
What was the name of that again?
The first one is called March Upcountry, but the series is called the Prince Roger series. It's by David Weber and John Ringo.
Such a cool story with the lamest name.
I was
Prince
say,
Roger.
Well, his full name...
Roger that!
His full name is Roger Alexander Sergeyevich Chang McClintock. That's his full name.
You keep subtracting from the coolness of like.
No, it's pretty badass, actually.
I feel like I'll never appreciate hard military sci-fi as much as I'll appreciate Mike talking about hard military sci-fi.
I don't know why. It's like them describing an entire chapter of the breech-loading cartridge rifles that they have to forge for these Stone Age alien people is just pretty badass. It's like a planet of Goros.
Chuck, what have you been doing, sir?
Trying to get back into comics recently. I was sitting there looking at getting Blackest Night because I remember you've talked about it, getting into it.
You love African American culture.
Had a rehire where I work with. He brought it up the other day and tried looking online to buy it, and I had no idea what to buy because so many different things came up for it. So Ray kind of helped me out, and then I went to Second and Charles because I couldn't get Blackest Night, and picked up some graphic novels, and I'm going to start getting back into it, man.
Really nice, cool. Man.
Really enjoyable.
Graphic novels are a great place to start because it's a condensed single story. You don't have to, know, like, oh, I want to read anything Marvel or DC. I have to read Batman, Son of Batman, Batman Jr.
Yeah.
Nightwing's brother. You know, everything.
But ended up picking up three Thanos hardcovers. Thanos Rising, which is his origin. Mm-hmm. I've read
which
it before.
Is really good.
It was really good. A God Listening, I've never heard of
never
it, but I know
one.
Starlin was involved, and an Infinity Revelation, which still have nothing, no idea what it was about. It's just Thanos-related trade, and also Thor, God of Thunder. Picked that up.
Which is a great story.
And
that's the one with Thor and
Gore.
And his brother. I read that one.
Yeah, pick up the first one and second of Charles.
The art is extremely good.
It's not heavy.
And it's Loki's brother. Just had to talk to Ray about it. About the price of the trades are ridiculous, especially for Marvel.
Marvel's stupid.
Yeah.
You know what's more expensive than those Marvel trades? Is that the Thanos statue on Sideshow that's as big as that lady.
Oh, God, that's beautiful.
That thing was awesome.
It's beautiful.
But the Marvel trades are like, they go for like $30 or $40, and the image stuff comes out, and they're like $10 a trade.
Yeah.
Guys, affordable. Is you go on Amazon, and you just click use. They're always like $5, $7.
One of the omnibuses I've been wanting for a long time, Age of Apocalypse, they have it on Amazon for $90.
Which is really
90
good.
Bucks. Yeah. So I get paid Monday, so I think I'm going to drop the $90 on that.
TJ, what about you there?
Well, I've been mainly doing two things. This week I listened to
murdering
a Star Wars novel called Star Wars Darth Plagueis. Hmm. It's about Palpatine's master, the guy that recruited him in.
Fucking awesome.
It was pretty good. It's part of the Legend series now because it's not canon.
I didn't know that one was non-canon. Now
I thought it wasn't until after I started listening to it. I'm like, wait a minute. There's some of this stuff is not.
And then Godzilla came and rescued Luke.
So I'm like, I don't think
it's not canon. Okay. It was put out. That and there was a Mara Jade book that were put out right at the end of everything.
Before they came out with all their stuff.
Yeah, right before they did the cutoff.
Don't they consider those to still be like in-universe stories? No. Not like stories. Like
considered a myth or a legend, right?
That's what it's legends.
Okay,
legends,
yeah.
It's not a real story. It doesn't count.
They removed a lot of stuff from canon when Disney bought it.
There's so much that got dropped. Even things that were previously like, this is definitely a hard canon stuff.
Well, they made like a ton of prequel books in between like Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones, which weren't half bad. And those were marked as canon until the Disney buyout.
Yeah.
Well, there was
like the video games too. Shadows of the Empire and Knights of the Old Republic. And what was the other one? Force Unleashed.
Unleashed. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot that was canon.
Yeah,
it was good.
Those were canon. The light side ending. Those were all cut out. It's only the movies until the reboot. It's only the movies and Clone Wars from the George Lucas era.
Yeah,
when Disney brought it up. So, but it was a really good read. It got me interested in what was actually canon, so I found a list of everything, all the books that are canon now.
The newest book that's about, I think it happens before or after Rogue One, is supposed to be really, really good. I can't remember what it's called, but
I've
read several.
It's in
people.
The list. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, there was one I saw that had, like, Darth Vader about to murder some bitch. It's called, like, the Sith Lords, and, like, Sidious is behind him, like throwing lightning out.
That's, like,
so cool.
The plot behind that one, that's one of their first kind of missions to kind of establish their order in the galaxy. So, and it kind of brings them closer together as master and apprentice.
Yeah, I'm interested in, and I'll leave the side note of this. I'm interested in seeing when the loving emperor becomes the evil emperor, you know, between like the end of Revenge of the Sith. And then, you know, Return of the Jedi. Like, when did he make that switch and it was okay? That's what I'm curious.
What pushed him?
Yeah, like, obviously, he probably just said, I'm emperor now, screw all you guys. Yeah. But he wasn't nice to anybody. He didn't talk to anybody. He didn't talk to Senate.
You get to see a lot of that in Clone Wars. Because he was kind of like that the whole time.
So I have to watch a cartoon to see it?
No, I think you see it in the movies, but you get to see it a lot more gradual. A lot more gradual-ic. Because he wasn't... No, you don't even get to see him grow into that. You see that he has always been like that. He's just really good at faking people out.
Well, I know he wasn't a nice dude to begin with, but I mean, like, when did he stop pretending to be nice?
after the end of episode three.
Emperor, bitch. Like,
after the end of episode three. Once when the Jedi were wiped out.
Because there's nobody to stop them.
Exactly. Yep. So the other thing I've been doing this week is watching a lot of toy review videos for a project that Mike and I are going to be working on. Want to get an idea of some things that are good and some things that are bad.
What breathing I would like heavily to do. And crinkling plastic is, I think, good.
Yeah, it's always and unwashed long fingernails are excellent.
Well, that keeps your attention. Actually,
it does. You're like.
Because you can look at what he's pointing at, because you're like, oh my God, I don't want to. Like, that toy's ruined. Yeah, I'll never eBay
the resale value has just dropped
dramatically down.
So, but those are my two things I've been really doing this week.
Well, for me, the biggest things is I watched a lot of movies, which is always good again. When I have the time. Yeah, I've been kind of pushing myself. I went and saw Kong, Skull Island today, and I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I thought it was extremely well done. The story was fun. The action, it was brutal. For PG-13, this is a violent movie. And I mean that in the best way. I mean, took my son and he was just going ape shit overall, just the crazy like
pun
fighting.
Intended or blow not intended.
Yeah. but so I can't highly suggest that enough. The one thing that was kind of weird was there was a guy that was sitting behind me the whole time. By himself, it wasn't a crowded theater.
And he was like, "That would never happen."
Yeah. No, every time the main
girl was too tall.
The main girl would come on screen. He'd be like, "She's so pretty," and he would just say it, and enough where I could hear it.
Touch your shoulder and be like, "Ah, oh, she's so pretty."
But every time, it's like, oh, "She's so pretty." And I was like, "All right, man, we get it. She is a pretty lady. I can't disagree, but she's not so pretty that I have to say it every time she comes on."
Was your seat back really sticky when he left?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
hey, Marshall, step over the puddle.
No wonder he left so fast. And John C. Reilly, I think, gives a great performance in that.
Compared to Godzilla, because you didn't like that.
I didn't know this is way better. I think they handled the story a lot better. The action is top notch.
The action is great.
How Godzilla, they were really trying to make everything was from the point of view from humans looking up. Yeah. So you never really got to just get that all out, fight. Everything was always, from a human's perspective in Godzilla.
Yeah.
Like this, I mean, they're not doing that. It's just full on Godzilla fighting the skull crawlers wherever they are. Yeah. And
King
dramatic
Kong?
Scene. Yeah, sorry, yeah, yep. King Kong.
Okay.
And over the top, pulling the jaws apart. Like, there's one part where he pulls the tongue and the guts out of one of the monsters.
Yep.
Good God. It's badass. Yeah. That's all I can say. I love monster movies, and this one is one of the best monster movies. It's up there in Pacific Rim to me.
How did Marshall feel about the violence?
Oh, he loved it. I mean, stuff like that, he's fine with it. The only thing that
watch Hostel next.
There is a scene where they're essentially in a mass grave.
The death pit,
pretty much, and it's when the skull crawlers first come, and everything's foggy, and that was kind of freaking them out because there's one of the monsters who's you can see he's around, but you can barely see him and doing the quick cuts, and he was getting pretty nervous for that. But go see it. I will say it's definitely a great theater movie.
I think to be a kid again, man, and to be that amped about a movie is so cool. Yeah.
One of my favorite visuals is when they're pouring the napalm into the water, and they're luring Kong in, and they light it, and he's standing up there. No, I'm not
fucking spoilers.
I'm not saying what's happening.
It's kind of a spoiler.
It's not.
That's kind of a spoiler.
They capture King Kong, probably take him to New York.
I'm just spoiling.
And it led to the standoff between Kong and Nick Fury.
It's only been
80
years since that movie came out.
Luckily, they don't do that. There's none of that stuff going on. And that's why it's their own telling of Kong. It's not remaking the exact same movie for the 10th time.
No.
Well, fuck this.
What about Jeff
Bridges, isn't it?
Yeah. I love Loki in it.
Jeff
Captain Marvel was good.
What's Loki's the Tom Riddleston?
Tom Hiddleston.
Tom Riddle
is Voldemort.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, he is a mediocre actor, man.
Dumbass.
Anything besides when he's Loki, I find him very lackluster.
I don't think he's that great as Loki, even though people love to praise him. But I've seen him in other films, he's great.
I'm not going to diss him on Loki because people love him. I think he's okay. Every film I've seen with him, I just think he's okay. I never find. And he's not bad in this movie, but he's supposed to be the main, and
I don't feel like he was the main though. I felt it was John Goodman and Jackson were more the mains.
Actually, I felt John Goodman kind of got overshadowed. They didn't give him. I love John Goodman. I want him more screen time with John. I would almost.
True.
I'd almost bet he only gets 15 minutes of screen. And I'm not even saying that he dies early. It's just like he becomes a background character. Anyway, yeah. Besides that, I also finally watched Fantastic Beast. And, oh, nice. Where'd you find him? I loved it up till I thought the third act was a little boring. Once I forget what it was called.
Grindelwald?
The inner dirty magic is starting to attack and destroy the city.
It was pink slime?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. And then the Statue of Liberty comes in. I was like, come on, man, rip this off.
Me higher than I've ever been lifted before.
But anyway, I thought the movie was great. Actually, really, really good. It was just that act I didn't like a whole lot.
And it was a nice place to, like, if you weren't a Harry Potter fan, which I wasn't before, and I haven't watched those movies in years.
Yeah.
And I just went and watched it because Allison wanted to see it, and I could still keep up.
You just sat there and scoffed and like, magic's not real.
It's devil stuff, man. Where's my Bible at? I'm going to thumb through it loudly. But
did you feel the same way about his character at first? Like
Newt Scamander?
Actually, I liked him. I didn't find... I don't know what you're going to say because I remember you guys thinking he was maybe weak, but I saw the difference of him when he's in his suitcase, more confident. But I found him, just more... He's just awkward.
Very British.
Yeah. But in a good way. I really loved the fat sidekick dude. I thought he was really good.
I thought he was the star of the show.
Yeah, he was great. Him and the hot redhead chick that I loved the entire diet. And it was for once the fat guy's getting the chick, man. Yeah. He's getting the hot chick.
Nice.
Take that, Scamander. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Gives me
fat
hope.
Dudes are taking.
Don't you skidoo, Scamander. Get the fuck out of here.
But yeah, and like I said,
pipe.
For especially not being a book and for J.K. Rowling's to actually wrote it, I thought she did a great job.
Yeah.
I mean, for her first, I think, turn of a movie. So I'm pretty excited for what's going to come after that. So
nice.
All right. Well, that sums up for the Nerd-ons. I think we're going to scoot over to Ray with the news.
Ladies and gentlemen. Please allow me to introduce you to the newsman of the evening, Jimmy Ray Hancock. Come on now, he's with the news. You're gonna read the news now. Jimmy Ray, he's with the news. Hey Ray, what type of news you got tonight? Well, I hope it's good. This is Ray with the news. Here we go. Ray's with the news chat. Ray's with the news chat. Ray's with the news chat.
All right, guys, we got some news here this week.
Yeah, like usual.
As usual, surprise, it's news time.
Whoa. Surprise, whoa. Ray did his job.
Wait, Ray, so you're saying that as time goes on,
welcome to the new recipe.
Things that haven't been before become.
Yes.
And you announce them.
It's like magic.
So it's new information.
Yeah.
Let's call it news, right?
Oh, we should. Okay. We should.
For sure. New.
So we had talked about the Marvel Generations, the thing that Alex Ross is going to be kind of connected to and everything. They put out the picture, you got your two Captain Americas, your two Thors and everything. So we got some more information on that. That's going to be an event that's going on while Secret Empires is going on.
Of course it is.
And they haven't really...
I thought Battle Planet was supposed to finish all this shit.
I think everyone thought that. So now they've decided, we don't have any more time to do events. What if we did an event? You like your events, bro. Events. Let's do an event within an event.
Yo, dog, I heard you like events, so we're going to do an event during your
Aren't
event.
Aren't they also doing, like, Inhumans versus X-Men and
Resurrection,
be done.
I think.
Resurrection, all of that will be done by the time Secret Empires gets here, I believe.
Jesus
so
Christ.
So here's basically what we have.
Everybody knows
we have
Secret Wars, Secret Empires.
They should just call it Marvel, the quest for more money.
I wonder every, like, brainstorm meeting, they're like, hey, guys, listen. We need something that starts with secret because it's kind of our thing.
When do they ever just have normal, like, Scooby-Doo wrapped up in one comic book episode?
They don't do that anymore.
God, this is ridiculous.
So, Generations, Iron Man's going to be Tony Stark and Riri Williams. It's going to be written by Brian Michael Bendis. This is the thing. They've released the like the authors, but none of the artists. So everyone's assuming it's all just going to be done by Alex Ross. Spider-Man, Peter Parker, Miles Morales is going to be Brian Michael Bendis. Miss Marvel, which will be Carol Danvers and Kamala Khan, is G. Willow Wilson, who is the one that currently writes Kamala Khan. Thor, Odin's son, and Jane Foster, Jason Aaron.
Ooh.
And Jason's been doing the Jane Foster one, at least. I'm not sure who's writing the unworthy Thor right now, but it might also be Jason Aaron. Hawkeye, Clint Barton and Kate Bishop are going to be, those are the two Hawkeyes. That's Kelly Thompson. Hulk, which is going to be Bruce Banner and Amadeus Cho, which is funny because Banner is currently dead. So, but Greg Pak will be writing that. Jean Grey, which will be the young Jean Grey and the older Jean Grey. That's by Dennis Hopeless.
Isn't she currently dead still, too?
Yeah, the old Jean Grey is also currently dead.
Okay.
Wolverine, Logan in X-23, Tom Taylor is going to be writing that. Logan, also
dead.
Currently dead.
Well, there's Old Man Logan.
It's not Old Man Logan.
Sweet Jesus.
Captain Marvel, which is Mar-Vel and Carol Danvers.
She gets two books.
I quit.
I know.
Congrats.
They're kind of trying to build her up a little bit before her movie comes out and everything.
Yeah.
But that's Margie Stahl. I don't recall what Margie has been working on lately. And Captain America, Steve Rogers, and Sam Wilson is Nick Spencer. I believe Nick Spencer is the one that's currently working on. I believe he's the author of the Steve Rogers Captain America right now. I don't know who's doing.
Is Sam related to Jackie Wilson by any chance?
I hope so. So this is what we're going to have for Generations. We don't know what else to expect from it. We don't know. It's supposed to be something, they always put out these press releases and they're like, yes, this is going to have a huge impact on the normal Marvel universe and it's going to be lasting things that, so people want to come read it and everything. But
I don't.
Sometimes it's not.
Like I mentioned earlier, I'm wanting to get back into comics. That just seems very daunting and confusing as hell because I was seeing TJ's reaction to it. It just doesn't make sense.
But
I'm saying it just doesn't make sense. An event, and some of the characters, they're going
to
have.
It's not supposed to make it make sense yet. They still haven't gotten. Once they get to it, they'll explain what's going on. Secret Wars was so confusing before it came out, and then it came out, and you're like, oh, this is what they're doing. This is still kind of confusing, but you can keep up with
it. But how it was like a dead character mentoring someone. Dead character.
It doesn't necessarily mean they're mentoring somebody
either. Time travel, Chuck.
Yeah, there's a thousand things.
Confusing. Because I think Secret
Empire, it's Marvel,
has to do
time
with
travel.
The Steve Rogers that is now Hydra Steve Rogers. So we don't know if this Steve Rogers is the Hydra Steve Rogers or the real. You just never know. I'm interested in it because I love Alex Ross.
Yep.
And if we're getting this many issues of comics
with Alex Ross, yeah, actually doing the art, I will.
we've gotten a rumor. We've been hearing this week Deadpool 2. They've been, of course, everyone is talking about, who's going to be Cable. Who are they going to, cast for Cable? And we got some pictures.
Comcast.
We got some
<They're> Comcast Cable.
You son of a bitch.
Who are they going to get for Cable? Oh, gosh. We got some concept art and everything, and lo and behold, it was Brad Pitt.
Crazy, but I like
badass.
The look of it.
Yeah.
Looked pretty good.
They're saying that they're courting Michael Shannon right now.
Yeah.
Who you may
I
know
wouldn't
from,
mind that either. I really wouldn't mind Michael Shannon.
Names all over the place. And
really are.
I'm not even going to really pay attention anymore to it until
they say.
I don't think we're going to get a guy until San Diego.
So we'll get.
They
a
don't really
lines.
Do San Diego anymore, though.
Yeah,
it'll be New York or D23, whenever D23 is. Oh no, they don't. This isn't Disney. God.
Yeah.
So okay. So yeah, they might do it.
I don't think we will see anything till San Diego.
James Franco.
I'll go with that.
Because they've even thrown out what's his name
Damon.
That's possibly playing Deathstroke, Brad Mangione or whatever his name is.
Yeah, I think that was before he was cast for Deathstroke.
No, this is afterwards.
I wasn't.
They put some rumors out because he's not even sure he's going to be Deathstroke now with the rewrites.
That's true. That's true.
And everything. So that whole movie's up in the air.
Mm.
Apparently.
Well, and speaking of that, DC, they moved some of their stuff around. So they're talking about filling in the gap of some of those. So the movies that have come up that might be able to fill in that gap of 2018. Is that right? Yeah, to start filming this year and to be ready to go by 2018, because the Batman's going to be filming during 2018, and Aquaman got moved back. They're looking at Gotham City Sirens, The Flash, Suicide Squad 2, The Green Lantern Corps, or Dark Universe, which is the Justice League Dark movie.
I'd put more money on Suicide Squad 2 than any of the others.
Especially if it's a rush
or
job.
Gotham City Sirens, I feel like they could do. Flash and Green Lantern, there's a lot, especially Green Lantern, that's a lot of CGI.
Yeah, and a lot of casting you have to do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Because wasn't that was slated towards the end of their proposed, like 2020. End. Now they're moving it up 2 years.
I think, like Nathan said, if it's a rush job, it's Suicide Squad 2.
They probably already have the script. They already have the actors.
That would probably be the best.
They have the director.
It'd be the most likely one.
They don't have the director yet.
I'm joking about the Gibson thing.
Yeah. I'd be really surprised if they did Flash or Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Sony is talking about doing a female-centered Spider-Man kind of spinoff with Silver Sable and Black Cat. The Ragnarok writer, Christopher Yost, has been kind of tapped to write that. This comes very soon after they announced the Venom movie that they're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm. This feels like Sony last year all over again, just throwing ideas out.
Not last year, but when they were doing all the Spider-Man stuff, and they said,
"I could have sworn that was like last year." We were talking about when they were kicking around Sinister Sticks.
It was after Amazing Spider-Man 2
years ago.
Maybe it was 2 years, but yeah, like I feel they almost throw ideas out and see if it builds traction online.
Yeah. I almost wonder that because they had already announced before Amazing Spider-Man 2 that they were going to do Sinister Six.
Yeah,
and then it came out and kind of And they announced that they were going to do Venom. They announced they were going to do Carnage. I think there was a Black Cat or Silver Sable thing that was thrown around then. There was an Aunt May movie. There was there was just all kinds of stuff.
I think they just need to let Homecoming come out and do what it's going to do and see how it does.
And then go in a direction.
Well, you know, you got to start plotting. You can't, you know, sit and wait. So be
plotting is
on
one
it.
Thing, they have, but announcing they're going to do it.
Well, that's why I wonder if they. I seriously wonder from market research if they put ideas out and they see how it gets, you know, pushed around.
Yeah, because none of that stuff came to pass at all.
None of it. Because you can announce all you want to. Doesn't mean it's going to. I mean, there's been movies announced for years and nothing ever happened. You might have this on news, but while we're on Sony, I'm very surprised on the. The posters are putting out for Homecoming. People are ripping on them really bad.
I really saw one. It didn't look bad at all. One where he's on the Brooklyn sign.
It almost looks like it actually reminded me a lot of Alex Ross, like a cover. You have a comic on there. But everyone's like, man, they forgot to render it. I mean, like, people are just ripping on it. I'm talking about just 4,000 comments of people just shitting all over those posters.
But if you remember almost any time they've come out with like a new costume for Spider-Man.
People loved Amazing Spider-Man. Like, even though those movies were horrible, the suits were hype city.
Yeah, but the new one, when the new suit came out for Civil War.
See, people like those. No, they're not complaining about the suit. They're complaining about just the art.
Yeah,
You know, I'm very surprised because I think
they're like, it doesn't look finished.
Everybody else
shit.
Has been doing really good on posters are killing it.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of I'm a very less is more guy. So
simplistic?
Yeah, I'm very simplistic as far as what I like in posters and stuff. And I don't need a lot of other shit going on in something.
Faces everywhere.
Yeah, I really love how they're doing these movie posters.
I like the one with the jacket. I do think the one in Brooklyn was very. It was too basic. It looked like fan art. Is really what it looked like.
The one where he's laying on the.
No, the one where he's on the sign.
He's holding onto the Brooklyn sign.
Yeah, it looks fan art. It was. Yeah. It like
the
I
one
mean,
where he's on the side of the building's really good.
I haven't seen that one. I've just seen the one where he's
kind of just up on the side of. It's probably about 6 feet off the ground or so. He's just sitting there, kind of a classic Spider-Man, just sitting on the wall, basically.
I just saw the one where he's laying on
and
his
the
back.
One where he's or laying like on the school jacket or something like that. Yeah. I like that one.
That was really good too.
I thought that was a good toss-up. But I'm just, you know, especially with Marvel being involved, I was just very surprised. Number one, the kickback, because Spider-Man, people fucking love Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So I was very surprised by the amount of hate that it was receiving.
But the suit in Civil War got a ton of hate too, and everyone, like, there was the side that was like, this looks like classic Spider-Man art. Yeah. But then there were other people that were like, oh, it looks too dumb. It looks too comic booky, or, you know, all that stuff. So I think that happens with Spider-Man from time to time. I don't know if it's specifically Spider-Man or just comics in general, comic movies. It's
comics in general. But I do like that there's no Robert Downey Jr. anywhere on it.
Yeah,
I know. I almost expected, you know, just Spider-Man with like RDJ's like face superimposed like in the background, you know, or Iron Man flying around, like
like him on Avengers Tower or something. Yeah.
I do. It's like, this is a Spider-Man movie. Let's just show Spider-Man.
Yep,
it's what I like to see.
Well, and the last piece of news I have is the big one. Justice League trailer dropped. We got the other day. They started giving some teasers out of 2 days.
Those were good posters too.
Yeah,
I kind of like those.
The posters.
Yeah, they were like individual Justice League members.
Yeah, well, those all came from they each had a clip.
Yeah,
each one of the members got a clip of, you know, Saturday Justice League full trailer, blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
So what was everyone's thoughts on this?
I mean, my one word is badass.
It looks good.
It looks. I'm very excited for it.
I think you got half of it right.
I like it. I'm with Ray though. I think they need to work on Cyborg a little bit more if they haven't already.
Cyborg looks horrible. It is so CGI'd onto like a fake thing. I did think some of the other stuff. I hope this isn't the like end of the CGI, because some of the stuff looked like very video gamey. But I am still like hopeful. I'm hoping it's going to be good. It looks like it's going to be. It looks like it's at least going to be like a solid single story.
Yeah.
Throughout, which is to me the most important thing. That Cyborg, if the story's really good,
I can get past it. It's that. Just like.
I'm still not a fan of the Flash suit because it's so armory.
I like it.
I can get past that.
Especially like it seems like they're trying to tie it in with like, you know, what they're having to go up against, that they have to wear armor.
All the parademons.
Like, I've seen those kind of looks for years for the Flash and for all the Justice League members, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And I say like Aquaman wearing the actual gold suit looks good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like,
people are still hating on that Aquaman.
Oh, see, listen, I'm seeing so many. Like, I mean, on Reddit, I mean, Reddit's my main thing, but I mean, Reddit's very hard on DC, and people are loving Aquaman.
Well, Aquaman looks badass, but all the comic book people that are like wanting comic accurate, you already had a guy that was not cast that's going to be the normal Arthur Curry that you know. You got to get over that.
Yeah.
Hopefully, this guy. There were a few things that seemed really bro about him in the trailer, where he's like, "Oh, looks like a bat. Cool, I can dig." And then he's on the Batmobile. He's like, "There's
dude,
something." He yells.
I'm sorry, that's so like that part's badass, so badass.
But
he's
right
on
before
the
he's like, "Brr, yeah," something like
I
that. Like,
I remember the test footage they had where he's pounding the bottle of whiskey.
No, that's
like,
badass.
That's,
yeah.
Like, I
that's
can get over fucking, all the bro aspects that are being said about Momoa and his Aquaman.
Aquaman slamming whiskey, I'm there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very 90s Aquaman.
Yeah, yeah, I feel that, yeah.
It is.
Well,
the only thing he's missing is his hook hand.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, I would love the hook hand.
I would be all over
if
that.
If he loses a hand at
jokes
him.
Too, like in Arrested Development, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm a monster!
Because he's pretty much like the, you know, the comedy relief, it seems like.
I feel like Aquaman, because of the stigma of like how much people don't really think he's cool, that they felt they had to go like full like Doritos extreme.
Yeah.
You know, like, because I will say when he first came out with like all the tribal tattoo pictures, I was like,
Jesus.
Nah, man. But luckily, he doesn't seem to be shirtless a whole lot, you know, in the trailer. And especially if they're going to give him the suit.
Jason Momoa is not a person that, like, if he does have tribal tattoos, you're not going to be like, oh, bro, you're lame.
Yeah,
you're
going
to be like,
cool,
I think I'll go get some tribal tattoos.
I respect tribal as a art form.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially if they're, you know, in a tribe.
Yeah. But, no, everything, I don't know. The trailer is very well cut, which... You know.
Like my penis.
Yeah. No scarring or anything like that.
No, there's a huge scar.
I've watched it about 3 times now, or plus tonight. I'm pretty excited as a fanboy. I mean, it's cool to see all the the classic Justice League. I mean, because like even like when Avengers came out, Avengers was awesome, and the movies built it up. But you know, that wasn't the Avengers I remember growing up.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, it was a new like, oh, this is cool because these are the movies that I watched. I never cared about Iron Man and Thor and Hulk, all those guys before the movies. Those were, you know, kind of the lamer.
When we were growing up, and a lot of people will disagree, but when we were growing up, the Hulk, Iron Man, Captain America, and Thor were B-Squad.
At least. On their best days.
Yeah. They were B-Squad.
Yeah, Captain America was boring.
You know, growing up, it was Spider-Man and the X-Men.
Yeah, Spider-Man and the X-Men during the 90s and the early, or the mid to late 80s. That was
Marvel's bread and butter.
Yeah. The you know, you had the Avengers, but I sure didn't buy it.
Yeah. No.
And you had Iron Man, but I didn't read
Avengers
that.
Avengers always had Spider-Man or Wolverine. They always had like one of the cooler characters to kind of carry the squad.
No, they didn't.
Oh, not until the 2000s. Yeah.
But I was never a big Marvel, but I remember that would be the times I would pay attention. It's like they'd have those and the posters with them. But
I've always liked Captain America and Iron Man.
I've liked Captain America.
Maybe I'm just a B-Squad guy.
Writers. Iron Man, I've never really been a big fan of. I've read some of his books before.
I just have a hard on for mech suits.
And then
that's true.
Thor, Iron Man, I have Thor though.
Yeah.
But I like that kind of his
God
classic,
bless you, Ray.
His classic comic stories have been
pretty good. I would like to at some point read the Walter Simonson run of Thor, because I could maybe get into that. But
I follow him on Facebook. He's such a nice guy, nice old guy.
Simonson.
Yeah,
but as far as the
wanting to get him for Infinity Con
Justice League,
friends of Facebook.
No, when I was a little kid, I'd watch the Challenge of the Super Friends, and that had all these guys. So I am pretty psyched to see all of it on screen.
Yeah, that was the point I was gonna make. Again, is like this is the Justice League that's always pretty much been a Justice League
with one exception.
Yeah,
and we know it's coming eventually, but
yeah.
Well, and also Cyborg being there. He's an exception, but
he's probably the placeholder for him.
No,
they're really trying to push Cyborg instead of Martian Manhunter or in front.
No, Cyborg's been in.
I know he's been in the last bunch of iterations.
I think it's just as a graduation from Teen Titans type thing.
They might go cosmic like with Marvel, and then introduce the space characters like Martian Manhunter. And
Green Lantern.
Yeah. The Green Lantern. Yeah.
Well, they let Supergirl introduce Martian Manhunter, so it makes me think they might not. Well, no, because never mind.
I love Martian Manhunter.
Yeah.
And we also don't have a Green Arrow for Justice League, which is weird.
So basically, your argument's all wrong then.
But yeah, I think the trailer looks good. But I've only seen it once, so after a couple more viewings, I may change my opinion, but I don't want to get super hyped for it. And
My hope is, I mean, DC has, you know,
they need a win real bad, and I hope this is it.
I hope
it. Especially with Ben Affleck being a big old
Wonder Woman is it, actually.
Pancake.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, I hope Wonder Woman's more of their win than Justice League.
Does Wonder Woman come out in May?
June.
Yeah, it comes out first.
When does this come out?
November.
Oh, yeah. I thought this was July.
No, it's November.
Okay. Watch the trailer again. It's at the end.
It's not time for a blockbuster.
So there's still plenty of time for them to fix up that CGI. So
they're not going
to
fix it.
I've enjoyed
most
of DC's
Zack
movies.
Movies.
I've enjoyed most of their movies. So I'm like, a win. Like, what is your definition of a win?
It to actually
win
be
over. It's
gonna see. I think what everybody keeps expecting is them to get critical acclaim, but
I don't care about that.
But no, but that's what because those movies, all the movies that made, none of them have flopped. I mean, like they make money.
There was one that was bad.
Well, I mean, how far back are you going? I'm talking about recent movies that are coming out.
Catwoman.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
That was the one. No,
they've had more than one that was bad, if you're counting Catwoman.
Modern, you know, like DC, like era. All the movies have made money, and they've been profitable. They've just been critically hated, and so everyone considers their movies to be failures.
Well, and they also have not.
That's why Transformers stopped making sequels 5 years ago.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if they don't make what they thought. They're making money.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to keep doing it and keep making money because people keep going. Now, they're not making Disney Marvel movie money yet, and of course, that's what they want.
Yeah.
No one.
Exactly.
Star Wars.
Disney Marvel movie money.
I mean, that's the biggest issue is everyone is measuring against those. So I mean, and until they hit that, you know, it's like, oh man, they only made, you know, $900 million. Flop.
How did BVS do in money wise against like The Dark Knight?
I'm sure when it hit China,
not close. I don't think.
Who knows? You would like to look that up.
I think that's also their other measuring stick too, is Batman Begins and Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Because yeah. that's their, I mean, that's honestly DC's peak is, I mean, that's for all of its flaws and everything is Dark Knight.
No, yeah, I still think those are
critical, commercial. I don't think it suffered from any more flaws than The Dark Knight, at least, than from a normal action movie.
I don't either, but I think there were...
Oh, I'm agreeing with you. I'm just that, voicing my opinion because, you know, people listen for it.
Yeah, the biggest thing that's... As far as... I thought it got a little overhyped because of Heath Ledger dying.
The box office...
I think Dark Knight deserves the hype.
The box office for Dark Knight was $1 billion.
That's it.
And $873 million is what the box office was for.
Flops.
Yeah.
They should just close down business.
God, yeah.
Gosh. Idiots.
DC is for don't cash in the money.
But yeah, I hope...
Quit your day job, comic book boys.
Change it to BC for bounce check. Punch of floppers over there.
I mean, I know it'll do good. Justice League will, but...
$1.5 billion for Avengers.
Okay.
That's it? Yeah. Expect at least $100 billion.
Yeah, God. How is Marvel still in business?
I'm not a fanboy of either one. I just enjoy the entire genre of it.
Thank God Disney has those tiny little Mickey Mouse parks to afloat their shitty media empire.
Yeah.
What a failure. That's been just directed into the ground.
Can you imagine all the money they sink into that shitty Star Wars franchise?
God. Yes.
I bet the whole reason they can stay open is they fucking put electrical conduits into Walt Disney's grave while he's spinning and use it as a dynamo.
What have you done with my company? There's so many Jews working here. You let Billy walk in the park? What's going on here?
Walt Disney was a well-known anti-Semite.
Yes.
I did not realize this, but Force Awakens was $2 billion.
That's it? I thought it would make Star Wars money.
They made half their investment.
I knew the movie flopped, but I didn't know it flopped that bad.
Hey, they made half their investment in
one movie. One movie.
Now, that's just the box office. Think of the merchandise also.
Jesus.
George is just like, oh my God, I could have filmed a better movie.
They've got
all the political talk.
No.
There's no trade agreement for nothing. This is boring.
And I think that's the other thing when people always forget is like, you know, they talk box office, which obviously plays a big part, but merchandising is honestly one of the key things.
That's how, as we read, George Lucas built his empire. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
He is able to wrangle all marketing and merchandising rights from Star Wars.
He didn't give two shits, honestly, what the box office was. He just cared about that merchandise because that's where the money was.
Yeah.
You know, you got
t-shirts, back then, lunchboxes, toys, posters, coloring books.
Anything he could slap a fucking Star Wars.
Tape dispensers.
Well, and like
Star Wars. I saw a Star Wars car, a Pontiac Firebird Star Wars car edition.
And like 5 years before Phantom Menace came out, they started up the toys again.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they also re-released all the movies with new CGI dancing aliens.
When you mentioned the toys for Phantom Menace, I spent my entire tax return buying the entire series for like a zero investment, looking back on it.
And then you gave them away to your first crush. What was his name again?
So what actually happened to those toys?
I gave them away to somebody. It was
his first crush.
It was my youth pastor's son. He was like five at a time, so boom.
His first crush.
Only one that could ever reach him was the son of a preacher man. Only one that could ever teach him was the son of a preacher man. As he was.
As he was.
This episode has been so musical.
Yes, there needs to be like a lot more singing.
Our listeners could disagree with that.
The key piece of information: he was 5 years old at the time.
Yeah, he missed when they missed that.
I didn't miss that at all.
I was just trying to be highbrow.
I didn't get caught. No, it was my pastor's son.
Not.
But Chuck misses him, because of the restraining order,
and he grew out of age. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to do your questions in the mailbag. That was the quickest break ever. And we are back.
So mailbag questions this week. Is Charles going to WrestleMania since it's going to be in Florida this year?
Not if he's in prison.
No. All it is in Florida. It's local, but...
Hold on. Are you going to go tailgate in Orlando?
No.
Why would you not go? It's in Orlando. It's a two-hour drive. You could be at the center of the universe in the wrestling world.
You know what the center is going to cost me?
You don't
ringside?
I said tailgate, not tickets.
That's not the center. The center is inside the stadium.
Go to the WrestleMania.
But no, Brian, I'm not going because I don't have $6,900 on me.
How much are the tailgate. Cheapest tickets?
The cheapest is $112.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good. That is. It's not inside. It's in Orlando. Nosebleeds. The ring is going to be so small.
They're going to have so many jumbotrons.
If I'm going to be looking at a jumbotron, I may as well just be at home watching it. But you can
feel the energy, the electricity.
What if you're going to take a shit?
Don't you remember the WWE
Live? No one's
going to
be up there with you, so let her rip.
The prices are...
Nobody else is that cheap.
Literally, ringside, there's one available in on the right side of the ring
for $6,900. It's always expensive.
But there's only one available up in the nosebleeds right now.
You just got to be there with the electric. And you make friends with whoever you sit by.
That's right.
Chuck, there are ways to get tickets without spending money, right?
Yeah.
Since you want to be so cheap about it.
My neck and throat are not that strong.
Oh, my God. Right. Neck been on
difference. Do you guys think it would be better to take our favorite childhood TV shows like G.I. Joe, He-Man, Thundercats, etc., and make movies out of them? Would distributing them to Netflix and HBO be the way to go?
I mean, well, they did make movies out of some of those, and they were
all of those.
Yeah.
Let your memories die, children, is what I can say, because it will never be as good as you remember, and so you'll just
that's
be
not Voltron. Right. See, Voltron's an exception. That's
and the Thundercats,
good.
The new Thundercats, the
GI Joe Resolute was very good.
I never. What was that?
I didn't watch it.
Was that on Cartoon
the Rock
Network?
In it, Channing Tatum was really good.
No.
GI Joe Resolute was. I forget what channel it was on, but. It was pretty awesome. They start off and they've got Bazooka. He was killed, stuffed in a damn locker by one of the Cobra members.
It was called
Resolute.
Okay.
G.I. Joe's Ghostbusters Extreme.
I may be mixing my stories, but I think G.I. Joe's put on the run. Main outlaw organization, and
that sounds like the movies.
No, that's where they got the idea from.
The second movie. Okay.
The second movie was enjoyable. It wasn't G.I. It didn't feel real G.I. Joe to me, but it was enjoyable.
Well, it had Bruce Willis and The Rock.
That's true.
How can you not have an enjoyable movie?
The Thundercats remake that was on Cartoon Network
was
good. It was great, but they canceled it. And it wasn't bad at all.
Cartoon Network does that all the time.
I know, but it was like it was going good, done.
They canceled Young Justice. They canceled Teen Titans. They just don't have an idea of what a good show is
because
I'd put on shit like Uncle Grandpa or whatever.
I think this can go either way. I think mostly where I've seen the most success is things like the Voltron and doing a new series, but having good writers and good voice actors and stuff. No. Apparently, people are loving this Power Rangers movie. Yeah. Actual Power Rangers fans. So, it can happen, but. The next question is from Stephanie Tyson. Also known as Stephanie.
Yes.
What's your go-to movie when you're sick?
I agree with Nathan. This is a great question.
Yeah, I thought it was a great question.
I have three that it's just
one. Chuck, one.
WrestleMania 1?
No,
obviously.
I can watch all three of them.
And 1 through 20. Usually I go WrestleMania 2.
No.
And then WrestleMania 36, which was obviously the best WrestleMania.
That hasn't happened yet.
33
this year.
I'm predicting the future, motherfucker.
So answer the questions.
TJ, what's your favorite? What's your go-to sick movie?
If I'm sick and this is where I just can't even get out of bed, Blazing Saddles.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Of course. That is a perfect TJ answer.
Yeah. Laughter is the best medicine.
Mike, what's your favorite go-to, you're sick, in bed, movie?
I don't get sick.
See, that's the thing. I very rarely also.
No, I get sick constantly every 3 months. In fact, I'm sick now. I would say probably Iron Man.
Okay, that's pretty good.
That's a good watch.
It just really depends. The things that are normally on that I love to watch while I'm sick is The Departed and Shawshank Redemption, like every time I'm sick.
Yeah.
And those are two of my favorite, if not my favorite movies. But the movie I choose to watch is, for some reason, is Iron Man. It's a solid action movie. I like it. It's simple. They're not fighting anything crazy.
That's a good one.
It's just a good story. I like it. It's my favorite non-Avengers Marvel movie.
Mm. Chuck, what's yours, man?
What's your one movie that when you're sick you like to watch?
What's
your one movie?
One.
Mr. Holland's Opus.
All right.
That's good, your go-to movie. Okay. That movie's a tearjerker.
See?
By the time you get done with it, though, because it's so long, you should be healed. I don't know how you have time to watch two other movies.
Exactly.
The other one, if I'm not watching that.
What other one?
Just Ernest Scared Stupid.
What the hell?
Well, after
you're on this end of the spectrum, and you gotta have a middle ground. Spectrum?
That's actually a pretty good thing.
That's the third one, TJ. Damn it! Now he has to tell us what that one is.
Jesus Christ.
Clue.
Ernest goes to jail.
Clue isn't the same.
Clue is not in the middle ground of that.
No, that's like Chuck's what I middle watch. Ground.
Clue is like on a pyramid pedestal above those two.
Exactly.
Wait. When did it become okay to shit on Ernest?
Thank you.
When hasn't it been okay?
Fucking never.
I'm sorry.
It's not been cool since like 1987.
I was 13 when I was.
Ray, well, what's your movie, Ray?
I don't really like. It might be the original Star Wars. I usually watch TV shows, and it's usually like Parks and Rec or The Office, because I like to watch something that I can just keep going.
Arrested Development.
Yeah, something like that. But if it had to be a movie, it would probably be like A New Hope or Empire. Probably those three. I would just watch that trilogy.
Kidney Doesn't Fail.
They sound like When You're a Kid movie is what it is.
Yeah. I think you kind of draw back on it.
Really, if that was the case, I need to watch Bewitched and The Price is Right. Chips.
Yeah. Pretty much The Price is Right on repeat or Family Feud.
Ray from Nerds Who Get Laid saying, spay and neuter your pets.
I think that's our episode title.
And you, Nate?
I was kind of like with you. I have like, as long as it's just a non-offensive movie that doesn't have big dramatic parts. So something like That Thing You Do or Forrest Gump or A League of Their Own. Like a movie in that genre is going to be the easy thing.
Got some serious emotion in it, though.
Good emotion, but I those are movies that there's never like, oh, someone got kidnapped or we got to get the money back. There's you know like a giant dramatic. It's like this is a story that happens. And
usually, I like to watch like Ghost or Ghost Dad or Ghostbusters,
something with ghost related in there.
Ghost Rider,
Ghost in this house, yeah.
Ghost Rider, the second one.
Oh, do y'all want to have a movie night with that?
No.
That way you can finally throw up all the stuff that's in there. That's
Ghost Rider 2 is somehow better and worse than the first Ghost Rider. I can't explain it.
If y'all want to experience it, let me know. I'll bring it over.
Do you own it?
Yes!
Of course he owns
it. Are you not fucking surprised at this point that I don't own that shitty of a movie?
That's where you waste all your money. I just bought terrible movies.
Doctor Strange was the last movie I bought, and
Out like last week.
I haven't bought a movie in 2 hours. I don't have a problem. You got a problem.
I haven't bought a movie today.
I don't care that I have every single movie ever made at my fingertips. I need it on a piece of plastic to shoot lasers at.
All right, any more questions?
That's how movies are meant to be. That's how Howard Hughes watched The Wizard of Oz. It's on CD. DVD player. DVDR.
CDVTB player.
From LimeWire.
All right, guys. Well, this has been Nerds Get Laid Sometimes. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Tomorrow. And please go rate, like, and share this goddamn podcast to someone. I don't care if it's your mom.
We've been sitting like 685 likes for a year.
Yeah.
I just need an extra one. Just
fuck
one.
All you guys.
One. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. We will talk to you guys next week.
Bye. Bitches. Have a great day, everyone.
Nerds Who Get Laid Sometimes is recorded at the illustrious Big Brown Record Town Studios in lovely Lake City, Florida. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/nerdswhogetlaid. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at Nerds Who Get Laid. nerdswhogetlaid.tumblr.com. You can find us there. We're part of the Geeks Worldwide Podcast Network. You can find some of our reviews on comic books and articles and such there at vgww.com. We're also a part of the Modest Pod Podcast Network, and you can find us on Florida Geek Scene and WeBeGeeks.com. Monday nights, you can listen to us on the Podcast Radio Network at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and Undiscovered Rock Radio on Tuesdays at 11 p.m. and Thursdays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening, everyone. Go be nerds.
This has been a production of the GWW Radio Network. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Also, check out Geeks Worldwide at thegww.com for all the latest news, reviews, and opinions on video games, comics, movies, TV, cosplay, and more. Geeks, assemble!